in Christ.
Yeah. Stand.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina,
Alexandria.
This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boys, Louisiana, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m., worship and the word at 11 a.m., and on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m., and at 7 p.m., prayer rehearsal. You can visit us on speed at www.mbc.com. God bless you.
Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. And we'll read on to verse 16. Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Reading from the New King James, it says, "It happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus." That gets better right there, doesn't it? "And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." How many of you know the blood never loses power? "Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. And however the report went around concerning him, all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." Amen. The grass is the flower of faith, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Look over to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, Pastor Franklin's going to preach about lessons from a leper. Lessons from a leper." Amen.
Hallelujah.
It is little known in Carville, Louisiana, south of here near New Orleans, where in 1896, Isidore Dyer started what was called a leprosy colony. It started at least 7 patients, and they were under the care of the Daughters of Charity Order. It grew to over 5,000 patients altogether. Many of them, in living in this colony, were now cut off from their families. As a matter of fact, over the years, they died there as they came because they were never leprosy colony. Not only were there men and women, but there were children. And so they decided that even if we cannot live, we will marry here and we will die here. Leprosy has plagued the continent for centuries, over hundreds of years, beginning as an origin, some will say, out of Egypt, that leprosy came, a disease that brought nodules and pus and skin disease that caused debilitating pain and even limb loss as a result of it. Leprosy is so bad that even limbs down to the very core of the bone, that it showed no sensation, that someone could walk in the fire and not even feel that they had been in the fire. Leprosy socially cut one off from society, because one could not attend worship. And in the Bible days, one had to yell out, unclean, unclean. They lived in colonies all together. Misery does love company. Matter of fact, you remember those 10 that Jesus healed and told them, go show themselves to the priest. And the Bible says one came back to give thanks. Throughout biblical history, there's nobody known of the cure out of Israel. And the person that was cured, he was a Gentile by the name of Naaman. And Naaman was told by the prophet to go dip 7 times in the river. And after his 7th time, he came up cured. But here it wreaked havoc in biblical times. It wreaked havoc. This disease now, leper or lepra, means scaly. It was named a Hansen's disease later on, separating people from their families and their loved ones. It was a miserable disease. Now today, there are some known cures and some known treatment for leprosy. But here in our text, we find this man. Here he is, and the text opened that it happened when he was there in a certain city. The text tells us that, behold, it tells us about this man. It tells us about this leper. It tells us about the sight of him, because he says, behold. It tells us, behold, you can see it. It gives us the sight of him. Here he is in the city, and here Jesus is, and this man has leprosy. The Bible says he is full of leprosy. Well, can you not see in your own mind's eye that this man is covered with leprosy? Have I got a witness? Does anybody understand his plight? He's covered with it. It's something to see, but it also tells us again about the seriousness of leprosy, so much so that they had to be contained on the outside of the city. And there they were again to say to those who would approach them that they were unclean. Can you understand the plight again of this man as we see, first of all, his disease? It was a sight to see, and then it was a serious disease. But can I tell you, it also shows us the severity of his disease, because it says his whole body was full from head to toe. I wish I had a believer here. Oh, can I tell you? a picture. It is a picture of the severity. It is the picture of the seriousness of our own sin. Don't y'all get quiet on me. And yes, it shows us something. It shows us of our own sin, that we are exceedingly sinful. We are people who need a Savior, and only Jesus can save. Thank God for the picture here that he saw Jesus. Have I got a witness? That tells us something, that even though we see the severity and the seriousness of this man's disease and his condition, he saw Jesus. If anybody here know that when Jesus comes on the scene, things begin to happen. Already our future begins to brighten when Jesus shows up. Can I tell you, in the midst of our severe, in the midst of our serious cases, in the midst of our diseases, in the midst of our sin, Jesus showed up. Oh, I'm thankful today. Because he showed up in my life. It shows us here the severity of it. It shows us here that this man could come no closer than 6 feet to you upwind and 150 feet downwind. He was in a serious situation. But there's a healer on the scene. I love what the Brotherhood sung on last Sunday when they sang, "His blood is wonderful. It makes me white as snow. Oh, his blood takes care and cleanses our uncleanness and allows us to approach the unapproachable God. His blood causes us, even in our miserable condition, if we would acknowledge our exceedingly sinfulness, Jesus will wash us." Have we got a witness? He has a disease in his body, but he also has a disease in his soul. Well, I wish I had a believer here. It was good to know that he can heal our body, but he also can heal our soul. Sin caused separation from God, but thank God for the man in the middle whose name is Jesus. His name means Savior, salvation. To those who are lost, we've got a Savior. Not only do you need to see Sister Fulton, his disease, but I need you to see his desperation. All right. Have we got a witness? No doubt, as we look at our text, it says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and look at his desperation. He fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'" Have I got a word? No doubt he heard about Jesus. No doubt somebody said, "There's a man over the river. He's healing. He's healing the sin sick soul. There's a man over the river. He's giving sight to the blind." He came to Jesus risking infecting him. He went past the 6-foot cutoff to reach the cure. Can I tell you this afternoon that desperate circumstances who had the issue of blood for 12 long years. She, in her own sense, was unclean because of the fountain of her blood. And when the Bible tells us that this same woman went from physician to physician, and yet she did not get better, but the Bible says she even grew worse. But can I tell you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. She got word that Jesus was in town. Oh, she got the right one. She had gone to one physician after another, and one physician after another, and her case got worse. But when she heard about Jesus, the Bible says that she made her way. Oh, can you not see her pressing her way into the crowd? Yes, she was desperate. And she believed and said, if I could just touch the hem, the fringes on his robe, I'll be made whole. Yes, sometimes you have to press your will in the midst of it. Yes, sometimes desperate circumstances call for desperate measures. Oh, yes, I can see Zacchaeus about right here. He was desperate to see Jesus because he heard that he was passing that way.
Yeah.
was invading her body. I wish I had a belief. It was rare cancer happened to somebody. One would say that might give a good, prognosis. But she says, I'm trusting in God.
Immediately
The leprosy left him. Yeah. Haven't got no witness. Yeah. But then notice verse 14. Yeah. We'll see his demands from the Savior. Yeah. Because Jesus told him and charged him to tell no one. Yeah, yeah, but I need you to do something. Yeah, but go show yourself to the priest.